Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Raheem Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and we want to remind you that we are live from our new home, Gallagher Way. Today is game 3 between the Cubs and Padres in the National Wild Card Series. It is do or die here at Wrigley Field. Lawrence Holmes and Russ Dorsey will be here after us from 2 to 3:30. Then it is the official pregame coverage beginning at 3:30. First pitch is at 4:08. Every local broadcast of Cubs playoff baseball can be heard right here on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Curtis Granderson was kind enough to join us. And then as he was leaving, he was kind enough to just talk to a parent and his kid about watching ball. They were just hanging out, and he came over and talked to them because he's that person.
He was just working on the little running stance, like, this is what you want to do if you want to take off and steal a base. Just taking his time, you know. He's like, I don't have to be anywhere for another minute, so I'm going to, you know, interact with the people.
The man helps everyone. He truly does. So now we turn over our phone lines to you, 312-644-6767. Let's start with Matt in Chicago. Matt, you're on Raheem Harrison Grody.
Hey, thanks so much. You know, and I love what you said, built for October, and Hap, Tucker, Pisa, 0-for-8, 1-for-8, 0-for-8, not happening. Look at the Yankees ace last night. That yeah. was built for October. Jazz Chisholm scoring on a two-out single. You know, Aaron Judge closing it out on that deep fly in the ninth. You know, that just wasn't happening yesterday. Was at the game. And my idea, and I know this isn't going to happen because Tyler Tucker is, of course, critical to our organization, at least for this year. But DH is in play today. It should be in play. Ballesteros should get a look there. You know, Tucker's supposed to be getting the biggest contract next year. He's not a 110 RBI guy. He's not a 100 RBI guy. He's not a 90. He's not an 80 RBI guy. He is the guy that's supposed to be central hitter in our lineup, and he's not. And it hasn't been happening. And actually, I think it's putting too much pressure on PCA, who is our future. You'll note PCA started heating up late in the season with Ballesteros, with all that contact, in the lineup.
Yeah, I'll say, look, Jazz Chisholm did last night what I was hoping PCA would do eventually and still might do in a series and has done before, where he literally scored that run with speed. Not many guys are going to score in that electric of fashion last night. But to your point, you know, Tucker has been hitting fourth and DHing. This is something that I thought about, and I know we'll probably talk more about the lineup later, but yeah, man, I mean, do you take that Kyle Tucker single in the eighth and say, he might be there? Can you, with all the grit in the world, take that guy out of your lineup and put Ballesteros in as your DH? It would be tough to do something like that.
I know Ballesteros' playoff experience so far has not been pleasant because, well, he came in to face Mason Miller.
Like, of all the things Okay. Okay. Well, you've seen the best. Now you get to see the rest.
There's baptism by fire, and then there's just being dropped into a volcano.
So you guys are out on
Moses
that?
By a
no, I don't know. I think it should be at least be discussed. There's a reason he had at-bats in this playoff series. Let's go to Carl in Antioch. Carl, you're on with Rahimi Harrison Grody.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Layla, you know, on NBC Sports Sunday, you've read over a dozen of my tweets during that final segment, so you finally get to put a voice to Carl Grabowski, whose tweets you read all those years.
Oh, my goodness, I do. Thank you for chiming into the fan zone.
Carl Grabowski.
Thanks,
oh, we got,
Carl.
We got a real one on here,
I
man.
Love it. And maybe later I can actually meet you in person, and then we completed the circle. What's on your mind?
So I got three quick points here. All right, the first one is obviously, I'm just going to chime, I don't like, Council seems to be just managing as if it's a sprint, not a marathon, and not. I'm sorry. You know what I mean. But
okay, marathon, not a sprint.
You got it, Carl.
Yeah. But passing on a chicken quesadilla and then asking for an extra hard-boiled egg on the chef's salad doesn't really make sense. I think that Palencia needs to come in the middle of the game. If it's a close game, has to face Tatis and Machado in the middle of the game if it's close. And the third thing is PCA needs to be benched. You need to focus on offensive production because that is what is needed to get over this hump. You can't play him based on what he did in April, May, and June. You have to sacrifice his defensive contribution and his speed to replace him with offensive producers because that is what is needed while our backs are against the wall. When we get to the second round, we could reset. You could bat him lead off, bat him ninth. But to start him puts a bad energy in the dugout, a bad energy in the batter's box, and it lets the players know that Council isn't trying to make the hard choice. You got to be the father that grounds your child for a month because they were 10 minutes late past curfew. And you have to do it now, and PCA should be benched and bring him in for a base running or a defensive replacement based on the situation. You got to coach situational baseball. Every chess move is important, and this is the time to put your thinking cap on. Craig Council, this is what you got paid for. Show us what you got, buddy, because I'm getting ticked off with paying these players money to not produce and then paying players money, not paying players money that do produce and trading talent just to sit here and have my whole season end and then have to watch the Bears win six games. Oh, and it's not even Halloween. I love you.
You are Carl Grabowski. You are Carl Grabowski.
Why do the Bears have to be brought into this?
Because the Bears have to be brought into this.
I get it.
Bears. Carl, I hope they play for you today. That's it. That's our ender. I'm sorry we didn't get to the other calls.
Layla, why did you not tell me you had a friend named Carl Grabowski? Why do I have to find out this now?
I was not familiar with his game. I was always like, oh, this guy's good for an opinion. Like, okay. Clearly.
That was good stuff, Carl.
Hold on. Can we produce on the fly since we got a couple more calls? Do we want to take them at 11? Hold on, callers.
I like that.
We'll be back the next hour. More with Rahimi Harris Grody and Carl on the score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.